Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, it's the morning after. This is Granny Hulkster along with Rat Boy, and I know Brady Hicks will be joining us very shortly. How you doing today, Rat Boy?
It's nice and beautiful here, you know, without the air conditioner on for the last couple of days. So the money won't want an electric bill.
Pretty hot here, too, in Arkansas, where I'm at, so.
Yeah, but
Go ahead.
Yes. I pulled up an article, okay, about Sunday's backlash.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yes. And a dear old friend of mine, okay, got his own little broadcast, okay? You remember Bully Ray Dudley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's the one that got me started in the wrestling.
Okay.
All right. He's the one that saw me around ringside at a show and said, hey, we need that character. We need that kid. Okay. Well, it is that he gave Randy Orton Edge an 8-star match.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I can see where he's coming from because what is that? It was one of the, something like an old type of match with the tie and the shirt. Plus the mic came down with MSG on it, you know, Madison Square Garden, and Howard Finkel started talking and all. I loved it. Why not? I give it an 8, too.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, what it is, that so, I think they should do more about that stuff. But, okay, now, I'm going to say one thing, okay? I'm not sure
okay. If
it's going to happen or not, okay? But Booger T tweeted, okay, that what happened on Monday night against Christian and Orton on the Stream Rules pay-per-view event, those two.
Wow.
I'm not sure about that yet, but, you know, I'm looking into it about that.
Possibly. You never know. Well, we had a good interview with Lexi Fife last night on In the Room. Great time, as always. Really great interview. Very enjoyable.
Yeah. I know I missed the show because I was busy doing something else. Taking care of business.
Yeah, well. And so we got NXT tonight, AEW.
Yes, I'll be going down on the card on that in a little bit. And I pulled up this article, okay? I've been pulling these articles up here and there, okay? And I put them on stage. This man, okay? Reported, okay, that Angel Garza is the next Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I think we kind of touched on that last night a little bit on In the Room. We touched on that a little bit last night.
To me, you know, he could beat one, but he's got to be more funnier, like Eddie used to be. You know, I always liked Eddie.
You got a point there.
Eddie Guerrero. His dad was good. You know, his dad was funny too.
I know my husband, before David and I ever got married, I know he met Eddie Guerrero one time. Now, we've met Chavo Guerrero Jr. a few times. He's a really nice guy. So. Mm-hmm.
I think I met Hefner Guerrero's family, except for Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one person I never met.
Never met her either.
Okay.
So let's talk some NXT while we're waiting
okay.
for Brady. I know he said
okay,
he was going to be calling in soon, so.
All right, for NXT for tonight.
Okay.
Okay. It's the WWE Women Tag Team Champion Sasha Banks with Bayley versus Tegan Nox and Shotzi Blackheart. The girl with the green hair. I don't know why with the green hair, you know. I like her. I don't know why. But I see they ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. I think there's going to be interference against the Iconics tonight.
Oh, I'm sure. They always like to interfere somehow, some way.
And they got the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Imperials, versus Fridangos. They're back.
Okay.
I don't believe it. I haven't seen them in months. Both of them.
Let's see. Looks like we got Strode. Let's bring on Strode. Well, good morning, Papa Stro, or good afternoon. I should say good afternoon where you're at. It's morning where Granny's at, but we're glad to have you on, my friend. How you doing today?
Hello. How is everyone?
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Yeah, great to be with you.
Hey, I just want to say we're sorry about your dad, man. You know?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You all would really like to know. Very good, man.
Put it this way. You were there for me when my girlfriend passed away, and I'm there for you for now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it, man. I hope you all will be good today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're doing good. We're waiting for Brady. Brady said he was going to be, might be a little bit late, but we're sure glad you called in to join us. It's always a pleasure
you.
To have you on.
Oh, always great
to
be with you all. Sure.
You know, you're always welcomed.
Yeah, lots. The morning after.
Yep.
Man, guess what?
What's
guess
that?
What?
What's
when
that?
You talk about the show coming on the show, people, you got to go get the wrestling tee shop and get his T-shirt.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome Brady
VLC.
Hicks. Welcome
What's
Brady
going on,
Hicks. Right? Well, we got the whole gang here this morning.
Oh, good. What's going on? It's,
Brady.
We got Brady, we got Stro, we got Rat Boy, and we got Granny. So couldn't ask for a better party.
You know, I had to go into my office today. It's the first time I've been there since March because I had to pick up a couple things. And it looked like Red Dead Redemption in there. It was like there were zombies crawling around. The animals had, like, taken over my desk and, like, were building some sort of a nest. It was the weirdest thing. Just human body parts everywhere. It's crazy there, Granny.
Oh, Dr. John would love that.
Oh, God.
Scary cast, right?
You hush. Don't you tell him. He'll be showing up at my work.
K-Fade, Dr. Jones.
Down low, brother. What's going on, guys?
Sorry, I'm a little bit it. About NXT, and Stro just joined us, so...
Yeah.
We haven't talked about a whole lot, so just here and there, a little bit here and there. So.
What is that?
I kind of touched on the Lexi Fife interview last night, Brady, how well it
went.
She was
so much fun. I really like Lexi Fife, yeah. In fact, if recent history, indicates anything, I probably will be looking at a lot of Lexi Fife pictures in the coming days and weeks, so. She was a great interview. I really enjoyed her a whole lot.
She was. She really was. I enjoyed her very much.
Yeah. So, that's good. I haven't gotten the chance to scan the news wire or whatever. Is anything actually going on in the news? I saw CM Punk was talking about Edge and Randy Orton.
Yeah, I've been seeing Ric Flair behind me trying to give me the low blow, so I'm good.
Well,
and,
if you see it, then he isn't doing his job right.
And Cactus Boy Booger T saying that Christian and Orton might be going for Extreme Rules.
Okay. Yeah.
I got some big news to tell everybody.
Okay.
The man. 24/7 announced today on the bump that his debut of his R2 game show will be airing on July 14th on the network.
Oh, okay.
Game
show? That's my dad's birthday.
Is that a game show?
Yep.
Wow. Oh,
will it be like
ready?
A newly bro game? Will it be like that?
The pilot was filmed back in May of 2017. And they're going to launch
it.
Okay. Wow.
You know,
if they come out,
if they come out with a new Friday movie, I sure hope R-Truth is in it. He would like rock it on Friday.
Put like R-Truth, Big E.
Oh, yeah.
Lashley, of course, yeah. It'd be amazing. Jason Sensation, maybe.
Lashley be the new Debo.
Yeah.
I want to know who's going to be a sidekick.
I don't know. That sounds good, though. I would check that out.
Hope it's Leo Rush. That'd be tremendous. Can you imagine Leo Rush and Cat Williams going at it, the pimp on Friday?
Oh my God, I can't. I can't even envision it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Well, for NXT, I see the three dangles are back on NXT.
Okay.
For tonight. And how long have we haven't seen those two wrestle in a while? A long time.
Rizango? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that they're starting
to pull in other shoot stars now.
Wrestling, they're copying, saying.
But for tonight, I'll be watching AEW.
AEW Dynamite.
Yeah. AEW
Nitro. That's right. Because you got Cody Rhodes versus to be announced. We don't know who it is. We got Kevin Omega with Hangman Page versus Dustin Rhodes and QT Marshall with Brandy Rhodes on their corner. We got the best friends versus Chris. We got the best friends versus Chris Jericho and Sammy that I don't even like.
Is Armando Estrada going to be there too?
I hope so.
Yeah.
And we got MJF. We got MJF versus Billy.
Oh my God.
Billy Gunn.
Oh, Billy Gunn, that's right. Him and who is it? MJF.
Yep. What's tonight?
Oh wow.
And we got the Young Bucks versus Skip Sabre and Jimmy Harris.
Oh my.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a show. That's for sure.
At
that
Tim
is
Cornette
a show.
Say, the Road Warrior Bucks.
That's a show because NXT only got two matches, you know, but this is the show I'm going to be watching in there.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll watch them both, but, yeah, it's all good. Last night on Backstage CM Punk, I thought he was going to be really critical of the best match ever of all time. But he wasn't. You know, he just said he thought it was unfair of WWE to put that kind of pressure on them. I didn't see it like pressure. I saw it like Randy Orton wanted the new catchphrase of being the best wrestler in the world, and this was the best way to do that.
He totally took that from Shane McMahon.
I know. I know. Well, I guess Shane is gone now, so he can steal that. So.
Yeah.
And Shane McMahon stole it from CM Punk, so.
Oh, wow. No wonder CM Punk thought it was unfair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I need my afternoon coffee.
What's the new coffee called?
Yeah, I'm making more coffee.
It's not that Death Wish coffee that Zach Wilde's been promoting, is it?
No, it is. I got her sister
living
with me now.
That coffee makes him speak another language when he drinks it.
Yeah, I need my afternoon coffee, you know. One pot a day now. I used to go through three or four pots a day with my girlfriend, but now I'm drinking one pot a day.
That's awesome.
But that's good. Yeah. I cut down on my coffee.
Yeah, now you're just on the hardcore drugs.
Yeah,
I need something else, you know, to perk me up, but that's okay. I will live.
Have you tried a forklift? I'm just kidding. <Thank you. laughs> I'm joking. I used to drive a forklift, actually. Long time ago.
Oh, yeah?
I'd give you a lift, rap boy. Just hop on the forklift, I'll pick you up.
I used to ride a mean backhoe.
Yeah, nice.
I used to ride a three wheel
like
Yamaha. I used to ride a three wheel Yamaha.
Yeah, I bet you rode a three wheel Yamaha. You are a three wheel Yamaha.
Mhm. And last time I was on one, it was down in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Out there in the woods somewhere. On a Yamaha.
Did you hear they're trying to get rid of Auntie Mama syrup?
Yeah, I heard that. They're going to rebrand it and everything.
Oh, it's crazy, man. That was like one of my favorite syrups ever. I used to love Auntie
Mama.
It'll
be the same. They're changing the name. I don't know how this affects her relationship with Uncle Ben. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, are they going to change Uncle Ben next?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is some Auntie Mama.
One guy said that if there's no black woman making him syrup, he don't want it.
Who said that?
This is pretty good.
One of my buddy YouTubers,
hold on, Rat Boy. Who said that?
Yeah, one of my friends that's on YouTube, he's a YouTuber.
Oh,
and he was,
that's funny.
He was joking about, oh, this is going to end, this is going to make things right, getting rid of Aunt Jemima. I said, I'm sorry,
that's
but that
funny.
Big old black lady making me, but he's black too, right? And
yeah.
And he says, if there's no black
that's
woman making
funny.
Him, there,
what were you
then
saying,
I don't want it in my pancakes.
That's all you had to do is get some of that Aunt Jemima and just put it over Uncle Ben. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. What do you have to do?
Yeah. Aunt Jemima over Uncle Ben.
Oh, Granny, we got to get away from this because Rapu is going to go into dangerous territory. I can feel it.
Yeah, I think so. We need to talk about something. Wrestling with history tonight, guys. Let's talk about wrestling with history.
Lay off the syrup.
Yeah, wrestling with history.
Wrestling with history.
Wrestling with history tonight. Always a great time. I'm not sure. I haven't seen a. I don't know if they've got a guest scheduled or not, but that's always a great time. Wrestling with history and Stro, I know you got some things to plug, so go ahead and plug your things.
Yeah, I'm still worrying about Mrs. Butterworth because that'll probably be next. Sure, but because I like Mrs. Butterworth too. And God knows, I hope they don't take that off either. But
I
want to
see Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima get it on.
Oh, guys!
On a better page.
Hey.
Fans, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry about this, everybody. This is getting a little totally out of control. Sir, plug your
head.
The syrup ran over the plate here. Syrup ran over the pancake in the plate. Okay,
my cup
well,
is overflowing.
Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is WCW Retro. Old school matches, dream matches, and so much more. And our special guest will be manager and indie wrestling promoter Derek Vanderford. So that'll be very interesting to have him on the show. Great guy, by the way. He runs Trans South Wrestling down in the South Carolina, great wrestling promotion down there.
Very cool.
And of course, Friday night's my Stro Zone show on my Facebook, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And the feature for this Friday night will be The Last Man on Earth, starring Vincent Price.
Oh,
so
that'd be a good one.
Oh, I can hold one.
Great stuff.
And
great stuff. That's exciting.
Cake, he'll be fighting zombies. So <that'd be> great.
Now, there's a lot coming up with VOCNation.com to get excited about. Of course, today, well, at 5 Eastern, we're going to have a fresh episode of Evolving with Corey Castle. Fantastic lifestyle philosophy show there. At 7, a brand new episode of Obey the Puck, and at 9:30 Eastern, Wrestling with History, of course, Voice of Choice and Killer Ken Resnick, talking old school wrestling and taking your calls. I didn't hear anything about a guest for them. If they announce something, I'm sure it'll go up on the VOC Nation social media. So be sure to check back on Facebook and Twitter there, and you know, for an announcement as far as that goes, and. Yeah, you know, what else can I say? Buy a shirt. We're doing great with the T-shirt sales now, you know, so really appreciate it, guys, all of your support with that. And, of course, we'll be talking to you all real soon. I think that's it.
I think that's it for today, guys. I want to thank everybody for coming on and joining us. So everybody have a great day. Be safe. Stay cool, you know, just take care of yourselves, and God bless everybody, you know. And
Tiny Tim would say, God bless us, everyone.
I want to put some Aunt Jemima syrup in my coffee. How's that?
Well, I'm going to hang on my log cabin syrup for all I can. Hang on to your log cabin.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I guess we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Take care.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out
have in the room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here, you getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.